It's Classical Spotlight, and in the Texas Public Radio studios is John Salantian, the director of the San Antonio Master Singers. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. Good to see you.
It's a lovely concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Tell us about Sing for the Cure.
It's a powerful piece. It was commissioned by the Komen Foundation, premiered up in Dallas a number of years ago. Maya Angelou was the narrator for that premiere performance. And we did it a couple, 3 years ago here, and it's just a wonderful, powerful piece that talks about breast cancer, and this is what we're trying to do is raise some money for breast cancer research, and you go movement by movement, and you get these different perspectives from the diagnosis through the partner's voice and through the child's voice and through the sister's voice, and it ends on a very hopeful note.
Is it one of those things that when we perform Brahms coming up, you know, or when you mm-hmm. you guys have Beethoven, that they're repertoire pieces that you've played over and over again? This is something you've done before, but it's a fairly new work. Is it nice to come back and have another perspective and to be like, oh yeah, we've got this part? Tell us a little bit about revisiting a work like this.
Well, it's sort of, yeah, every time you look at it, you can see something different in it, and it touches everybody. I mean, it's just so so powerful in its reach, and you know, this topic of breast cancer, it seems like, you know, it's in everybody's life, and we've begun to deal with it and work with the research, and we're just going to sort of do it again and try to continue the you know, the fundraising for this important project. This time we have a wonderful narrator, Isis Romero, who's also, her mom, I think, died of breast cancer about 4 years ago. And she's the anchor on the KSAT 12 News, along with Steve Spreester. So she's going to be doing it with us next Sunday, November 16th, when we do it at Trinity Baptist Church at 3 p.m. And we hope a lot of people will come out to join us for this.
So there's also orchestra besides the voices, right?
A little chamber orchestra, and we have San Antonio Symphony players hired to do that. So it's going to be a very professional production. Master Singers are really excited about this project, and we hope that we get a good showing. We got all the money will go for breast cancer research. We've got different levels of sponsorship. We have already about $2,500 or more raised in sponsorships, and we're working on that too.
So if you wanted to find out more, you could go to SA Master Singers?
SAMasterSingers.org. Yeah, all the information's on there about the tickets and the time and the way to get the tickets and the way to join if you'd like to be a sponsor.
It's all there online. You could also get tickets at the door, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
And obviously, you know, you could make a donation there in person.
There as well, yeah. And we have just all levels. We have these love notes that we call love notes, where you can put your loved one's name on a note and it goes up on our staff and for $25 just to remember that person.
It's coming up, Sing for the Cure, Sunday at 3 o'clock at Trinity Baptist Church. There's a website, samastersingers.org. And you guys are going to be very busy right after this. You guys go into Messiah, right?
Into Messiah, absolutely. And then we're up in the spring with the symphony, singing the Verdi Requiem. It's going to be a great preparation with both my UTSA concert choir joining the Master Singers and the Trinity University choir joining the Master Singers for this colossal Verdi Requiem in April. So we're really looking forward to that. There'll be 225 singers on stage, and the Dies Irae will never be more powerful.
Oh, man. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to this weekend. Very touching concert, work that Pamela Martin put together, and you guys are revisiting. So we'll see you Sunday afternoon. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.